All right, so we got Aaron and Igor in here.
Isn't that funny that you were just talking about Mr. Floor and they're here?
Yes.
It's magic.
It's magical. And before we get into their whole tip thing, these guys went out, did me a favor, looked at a friend's floor that was kind of moving around a little bit. So we came up with they figured out what the problem was. The floor was mismachined. The grooves are wider than the tongues. So once the floor was down, the tongues were actually all tight to the, or nailed down, but the groove side is flopping. Oh. So whole floor's got to come out.
Wait, okay. So how long has the floor been installed?
Last year. It's a new house.
New house. So who's responsible? Because, you know, that's what I'm all about. Consumer.
Well, the flooring manufacturer has to come out, look at it, assume some responsibility, and then the installer may have to assume some responsibility. But ultimately, they could all walk away and could end up a lawsuit, and the homeowner could be on the hook for the whole bill, too.
Yeah.
So the installer, Aaron and Igor, should have seen this? Is it something that they could have seen when they were installing, going, uh-oh, this is not right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. If you're installing something, it's supposed to install tightly. So what's going on right now is the actual groove side is, the groove side is wider than the tongue. So it's got some play in it. And that's the problem.
And an installer would have noticed that.
Yes.
And
even in a certain time of year, do you think it would have been, like in the summer, swollen up enough that it may seem okay?
I don't know the extent of it,
but
it's actually the guy that came out is from Indiana, came from the National Wood Floor Association and came on up, and he actually said that the wood being three quarters of an inch thick and 3 inches wide, 3 1/4 inch boards, the amount of expansion and contraction in that hardwood floor would never allow that much movement.
Okay.
So, you know, you do have, you know, expansion and contraction, but not that much in that small of a board.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rich. And there are ways to actually calculate the level or the amount of expansion that a tongue will grow, you know, because everything grows into the direction of the tongue. So we can actually calculate, there's a coefficient that we can actually use to calculate how much movement or how much growth there would be. And this falls way outside that. This is just a complete mismilling type issue.
Just out of curiosity, how long did it take to find this problem?
Well, the bigger thing is it's taken a few people have looked at it, but the bigger problem with it is getting the builder to even acknowledge that there was a problem.
Yeah.
But, that's what really has delayed it. And then the homeowner, the homeowner doesn't know. He's a tree guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's relying on other people to go look at it. And, you know, it's funny. I've made cabinets, and I've had that issue when I made cabinet doors. It never crossed my mind that it would be mismilled. You know, we were looking at expansion, contraction. My theory was that they were stapling the floor down and literally broke the tongues, you know, but never really thought about mismilling.
Yeah, there was a lot of play in that floor, actually. And besides the mismilling, there were other issues that I saw when I was out there with the top nailing and everything else, which we talked about. So I'm not exactly sure what was going on with the installer, but a lot of that should have been caught, absolutely.
Yeah.
So let me ask this question. Does a mill do a whole bunch at one time? That's my technical question. So it wasn't just specifically for this home, right?
Correct.
So there's possibly a lot more that's wrong. Can somebody make sense of what I just said?
Sure. The
how much is made at one time?
Well, typically a mill, depending on the size of that mill, Robbie, they could be running literally tens of thousands of square feet at any given time. So it's a never-ending sort of production. But if there's an issue on the molder or if there's an issue on any of the equipment that's running the tongues and grooves, it may not be caught right away. And so if the quality controls of that mill are not in place and not in place correctly, they may not be able to see that that issue for a little bit, and then if that goes out the door and it goes onto the job sites and gets installed, that's really the first time that anyone will see it. Now the installer really should have picked up on that, because as installers, you know, we work with a lot of different mills ourselves, and you know, we check not only the quality of the tongue and groove construction and the milling, but we also check moisture content. We check the surface and how, you know, how the knives have gone through and created the top surface for us. So we're checking all of those quality components. The installer really should have, he's kind of the last line of defense. And if he lets it go and he installs it, then it's really, you know, the homeowner is the next one that sees that issue. And then that's exactly what happened on this job that Rich asked us to see.
Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch more out there.
Probably. Well,
most likely.
Most likely. Absolutely. And this is a complex of new homes that this builder is building. So how many houses has he built with the same issue is the question.
Yeah, and actually the wood flooring came from a local lumber yard that this is actually the only one they bought from at this time. So fortunately, his house might be the only one that this builder has an issue with, but anybody else that bought that flooring from that lumber yard would have the same issue.
Right.
So
the machine just went wonky?
Well,
it happens.
They wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, build up. But
and
yes,
can you just wonky. Look at it? And know that it was wrong?
No. You'd have to put two pieces together.
You have to dry fit it.
Yeah.
You actually have to dry fit the...
So quality control should have, at the mill, should have...
At the mill,
put
absolutely.
These pieces together.
Absolutely.
Right. There's a lot of quality checks along the point. It should have been caught at the first or the second or the third. I don't know how many... I don't know the mill, so I can't comment on that, but... typically, as soon as it comes off the line, they're checking the tongue and groove to make sure that there isn't an issue, at least at the mills that we've visited.
Yeah, the mills that we work with, Robbie, I mean, there's literally at least three stations of quality controls, the last one being when the individual pieces are coming off the line, they're actually being put into bundles. So the person that's assembling or the team of people that are assembling these pieces are actually bundling them. So even at that point, they should have been noticing that there's a lot of play in the tongue and groove. So, you know, milling and quality controls and acclimation, these are all things we talk about with our clients daily. We have a lot of internal controls in place to make sure that this shouldn't happen or typically doesn't happen. We can control most of these types of aspects from, you know, from ever surfacing. So we have had situations where, you know, we're working with, for example, client is providing their own materials, and we'll come on site and we'll start the installation, and we'll stop. You know, if it's coming, you know, if it's a discount type of a floor, sometimes we're wrestling with it. We can't fit it. We can't make it work. We kind of stop the project, have a conversation with the client, and explain that these are the things that are going on. This is what we're noticing. You should be aware. You might want to go back to the store where you bought this floor and have a conversation with them. But if they're paying 99 cents a square foot for that floor, I mean, it's, you know, there's no warranty.
Got what you're paying for.
You get what you pay for, exactly.
Yes, it's either a curb warranty, curb warranty, tail light warranty, whatever you want to call it.
I really, really, really hate when you guys say you get what you pay for.
Well, in certain cases, it's really a true statement. In our industry, it's and I think everyone in the room can attest to this, you kind of get what you pay for. I mean, there is no free lunch. There is no really buy one, get one free. You know, you have to keep quality in mind. You have to do things correctly. And if you don't, eventually it'll fail.
Come on, you get free labor. Buy the floor from you and get it installed for free.
Right.
You know, if you got a $5 square foot price on something and they're selling it for 99 cents a square foot and it's supposed to be the exact same thing, it's not.
Yeah, buyer beware.
If it's maybe $4 a square foot, okay, they might have a little, you know, same product, just a little bit different system. They can afford to sell it for less, but not when it's that little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they finance it then.
Yeah, that's
exactly. It's 22% interest.
And Rich, I mean, the problem you've sort of asked us to look at, I mean, I see these on a regular basis. I'm a certified flooring inspector, and so I go out and I see these things regularly, and it's unfortunate that sometimes quality control steps fail, and, you know, guys that should be doing it correctly aren't, and sometimes it's a legitimate mistake. Sometimes it's just, you know, they don't want to pay attention. And
right. Well, this is where it gets ugly, then, is because now you've got a lumber yard that supplied the material. You got a builder who purchased the material, and you have an installer who did nothing but install it.
Right.
So the installer is not going to want to reinstall it for free because, well, what part of this is his fault? He just installed it.
But I will
you
tell
know what
you,
I mean?
But I will
it's,
tell you,
it's
Rich,
going to be a mess for a little bit.
Yeah, the typical flooring manufacturer will actually write into the warranty. If you read the fine print on the warranty, the installer, by virtue of installing that floor, accepts the floor. So it is a very, very important piece of the puzzle that if you think as a consumer that you're going to go out and buy this 99-cent floor and find an installer to install it, if that installer actually puts that floor in he and potentially on your behalf as the homeowner have now both accepted that floor. That is a key component of most manufacturer warranties, so keep that in mind.
So typically, does the consumer not have any recourse?
Very little.
Very little.
If that floor was installed. Now, if the issue was caused before installation,
by the very beginning stages.
Or the beginning stages, let's say you just started installing and everything stops because you've noticed an issue, now you've got potentially some recourse because now you can go back to the store, the manufacturer, the mill, wherever this material may have come from and say, you know, stop, there's something going on. And so if you don't install it, you might have a shot. But if once it's installed, it's very, very hard to get the manufacturer to come back and say, yeah, you know, we'll cover this claim. Okay.
So that's what's going on with you right now, Rich.
Well, and actually, even if the mill steps up and says, yes, we'll cover the claim, but what they're going to do is they're not going to cover the whole rip out and replace. They're going to hear, here's the material. Here's 2,000 square feet of hardwood.
Right.
Right.
You're still on the hook for ripping out the old stuff, and in order to get the old stuff out, cabinets are coming out, countertops.
I don't like this.
Right. Oh, no. This is a nightmare.
It's not a good situation because, not only is the floor installed, it's sanded, it's finished. They've gone through the entire process. It all should have been caught at the beginning of the installation.
Yeah, absolutely. So now you have to deconstruct that home, Robbie, in order to get the floor out and put the new floor in. So as Rich just said, if the mill even steps up and says, here's 2,000 feet of flooring, that's one small piece of the puzzle.
It's still going to be a month of, ripping apart and putting in.
Right. And think about it. The wood floor goes underneath all the kitchen cabinetry and everything else.
If it's done right.
Do I sue everybody at this point? I am really
Well, here's the
angry.
Other side of this. How about your installer? Is this installer insured? Does he have anything you can sue?
Right.
Because, most people, and this builder included, probably hired some guy chucking the truck. So he may not even have insurance to go after. The general contractor, by law in the state of Illinois, only has liability insurance. He has no code compliance insurance and no homeowner. He bought the house done, but most people don't even check their builder's insurance for all this stuff. Do you have insurance? Yep. Okay, we're good. Then you get in a situation like this, you got a problem.
Exactly.
L.A., aren't we ticked off about this? We
got 1 minute.
You have to 1 minute. Go through the pain in the ass of being careful beforehand.
But how could you prevent this?
Choose wisely, Robbie. Choose very wisely.
Choose wisely.
Yep. No.
All right.
Unfortunately, the homeowner didn't have a choice. Yeah, unfortunately, the homeowner didn't have the choice of the contractor.
Right.
He bought a house, and the builder made that decision.
There was no way this could have been...
All right, well, listen, we're heading up on a heartbreak. We're there.
This is Mighty House.
We'll finish this head in the next
house
hour.
Will return.